Today is January 22nd, 2024, and we are about a month into the year. There's quite a bit that we could talk about today. I'm going to keep it short, brief, fun. Hopefully you could sit back, have a beer, enjoy it, and let me know what you think. By the end of it, I got a little bit something special for you sports fans, so stay tuned. Let's get talking to it. Here at We the Patriots, we are not like everyone else. And the reason that I say that is we're not controlled. I have nobody in my ear trying to tell me what to say or what to think, what to try to tell you guys. And I don't have an agenda to push. The reason that me and Andrew started this podcast way back when was we felt as though normal opinions by normal Americans were getting stymied and were getting removed from public conversation. And that has not stopped. That mindset of getting rid of speech that you don't like to hear, just getting it out of the public discourse instead of challenging it or putting up a view, this has only gotten worse. And it's gotten to the point now that, well, if you're on any sort of space, I'm sure that you're seeing the same thing I'm seeing. You don't know what's true. Stuff is being fact-checked by places that aren't even our country. We don't know what a fact-check even means. You have public spaces on Twitter where people are just, if as long as you have that demarcation that you can be a public notes person, you could say anything is wrong. And, you know, sure, that's I guess it's better than what Instagram has, where they pay third parties that are only working for them. But is it really that much better? I mean, Twitter at this point, you're paying for a verified sticker, right? You don't know what's true. And I'm gonna be the first one to tell you that I don't know what's true exactly, right? My point is, here at We the Patriots, we really do pride ourselves on not being tied down. And I would be the first one to admit that we were wrong in any decision that we've made, and I've been that way in the past. Now, moving forward from that, how do we treat that, and what do we hope that the future brings for Patriots? Well, we hope that this space can foster a real refuge space for speech to be spoken, right? If a podcast needs to take 6 hours, then so be it, it'll take 6 hours. Maybe it'll be two parts, right? If a podcast is worthy of 45 minutes, then that's what it is, right? If a guest is not really pleasing my senses for thinking that it's a good show, I've had shows done in 30, 45 minutes, right? And it doesn't mean I'm not going to publish them or edit them to the best of my ability, but sometimes the guest is just not what they seem on the surface, right? And I do think that those people do deserve to be spoken about and to be given somewhere to speak. Right. Case in point, the first and foremost for my mind is something like Herb K. Right. And I think I mentioned him on at least a show a couple weeks back, maybe a few weeks back. But if I didn't, totally OK. All right. So what happened was I had interviewed a former felon. And, well, guess what? Looks like he went AWOL again. All right. Now, this vision that he was putting forward is not one that's not commonly held, which is one of the main reasons that I really wanted to have him on. A lot of research that he was pointing to, a lot of the talking points were very commonplace talking points in the red pill community, right? Or the, I guess, anti-feminist movement, you would call it, right? Nuclear family stuff, right? Trying to fix up the criminal justice system, okay? Now, that doesn't mean that everything he said was great, and that doesn't mean that everything he said was bad, and I thought that this person definitely deserved a platform. But what you'll see, and you can go down into my YouTube comments, and I hope this hasn't gotten flagged, but you can see a visceral reaction to him being interviewed on the show. Now, I totally understand it, especially if your family has been affected by this person, because he was a criminal, and he admitted as such in our show. So it's not like he didn't take responsibility, and I could have grilled him for hours about what he'd done, but what is that purpose to me? The way that I had met him, right, the way that he publicly faced me was, I have a plan to fix our country, right? What that plan included was, you know, the supporting of completely removing our rights as voting citizens as well, all right, if it was fully fledged out, as well as euthanizing people who are incarcerated, right? So you have someone who is on the scale of that, who wants to put ideas forth, and you think they shouldn't be out front and in the open. I think it's quite the opposite, right? I think that person should be trying to expose those views to as many people as possible, because they are going to get shut down, right? That is the point. That's the point. That is why we have this show. And that's why, really, I think it's really important to support other people who are in a similar line of work, who are trying to expose the truth in today, right? Because you do not have that. You don't have it nearly as much as you used to, or at least from the way that things are told from my parents coming down, or older generations coming down and telling us how they used to live in life. So just wanted to say this on a basis. Like I said, you can go back, view the man's comment, person's comment, who was on YouTube, had a very visceral reaction. Not that it's not warranted, but to come out at us personally as the host of the podcast or running the podcast, when in reality, I thought that it was a great interview and it really did show the true person behind who's making this, which I think is very important when you're talking about, you know, land moving legislation and politics, that stuff like Herb K was mentioning. I think it's very important to be very critical of it. All right. Now, as we move on to that, I just wanted to say that even as I was coming to record this show, we have a shift, I guess a little bit of a shift, more like a confirmation in 2024 and the presidential election, and that Donald Trump will be the 2024 candidate running as the Republican. Okay. Why do I say that? And it's not set in stone, but Vivek just dropped out right after Trump had won the caucuses. If you haven't seen that, Trump won by a landslide over in Iowa by over 20 points. And now that it's heading into the next states, you know, you're talking about spending a hell of a lot more money to keep that campaign going. And, well, Trump's Trump, right? So now you just had DeSantis drop out. He was definitely the most formidable opponent. And you have Nikki Haley, who's pretty much done. Just had an allegation against her campaign. It was really against her that she is messing around while having a husband, of course, like so many of these politicians do. And yeah, all that tells me, Trump v. Biden, number two, see how it goes. As a nation, not sure how you all are feeling about it. I certainly feel my certain ways. You can go back and listen to my interpretation of Trump. I heavily suggest, if you are interested in that, I do not want to get into it right now, go listen to my shows with Andrew. Okay, you can go check all of those out. We pretty much in every one of them we're discussing Trump, Republican politics. Don't feel like getting into it too much right here. All right. So as we get into it, I think that, honestly, I think we need to, as a people, focus, of course, on the national politic, but I think we need to focus on bringing it back in locally. All right. When you have your own citizens that you know affected, when I say your own citizens, I mean people in your town, right? People in your state, people that you grew up with, the people that you played sports with. When these are the people that get affected, right? When you know those stories, right? For instance, you have that story of the overdose of the person who used to be a star athlete, right? More and more of these stories are becoming more and more common, right? These are the stories I think we need to focus on. And I wouldn't say the stories, right? You never want to focus on an anecdote. However, I think the amount of these stories and the pace at which these stories are coming out, being at which they are, is what we should be alarmed at as a population, right? We are killing our own young people, a lot of them with some of the drugs that we give them to cope with life instead of teaching them valuable life lessons and or tools to get them through life. Not only that, I think as we continue to spend our way into the things that our parents always had, right? And I say that from my perspective, and I say that even from the perspective of my parents looking at their parents, okay? So my grandparents or great-grandparents. When you see the life that your parents had, and, you know, a big eater of that today is inflation, when the numbers don't line up for you to achieve that, especially not right now, and you're going out on debt to go get that, are you acting any more fiscally responsible than the United States government? Ask yourself that honestly, okay? Maybe you're someone who spends responsibly as you can, and that's good. But think about that person who doesn't. If you are going out of your way to achieve a lifestyle that you cannot afford, you are acting just as we critique our government for year in and year out, month in and month out. So I think if we are to fix a problem at the top, right, we can sit here as a population and we can complain about the situation that's being dealt to us. Because honestly, it's been in a mode in which over the past year and a half, 2 years, I'm starting to get into this mode of how are we even supposed to get out of it? All right. But in all honesty, I do believe there is a way out. The way out is banding together. Right. And I'm not saying in a cliche way, or we got to form a group or make better decisions as a group populace, right? Make the decision to not submit to these lifestyles that big businesses, big banks want us to live by, right? A big thing I would see is don't rent if the situation is not precluding to it, okay? I think as a younger generation, we have an opportunity to live with our parents, and as you do that, help them with their home, right? Don't just live there and go out every night, because then you're just wasting your money that you could be saving. Help your parents have an easier life while you're there. And the growth in that relationship that can come from that, I think, is astronomical. Okay, but that's step one. Step two, if you're going to do that, is that, apologize, sidetrack. As I believe I was saying, we have a lot that we can do from home and grow, start to really put ourselves in a position to set up for ownership, right? Not having to rent, not having to go out on a limb or go for that city job, right? And I'm not saying to avoid that, but I'm saying to approach it in a manner of which maybe you're taking a year or two to get there in order to be in a better position, especially financially, right? Because financials is 99% of what people are looking at nowadays. And you think you're real posh, or you think you're super special by being financially literate or seemingly financially literate in the moment, making a move for a higher salary or whatnot, right? That is the move now. Everybody is making that move to strive for that higher paycheck, to leave every job every 6 months, right? So that kind of comes into my next point of what we could do at least as a younger generation, what I think we could do to slow this eating of our own culture, right? So this culture that, especially the culture that our parents like to talk about, oh, back in my day, things went like this, it would never happen like this, the stuff that we're tired of hearing, right? The stuff that people love to say, oh, you're just complaining. Right. The way we get past that is to actually put effort into your current place and time, right? And really mean it, right? Try to work on your relationships, try to make yourself a better person in that moment and make yourself more productive, make yourself more usable, make yourself more expendable for whatever it is you're doing. Maybe it's even your own business. Continue to put your effort in. And I would say you have an opportunity to then connect to your community and understand the problems that are surrounding just that local spot, right? Then maybe local politics means more to you than if you were to be moving every 6 months to 12 months looking for that better paycheck, looking for that better living area, right? Start to invest in our communities more. And really, I mean, maybe this is an anti-American mindset in a way, but I think it's just recently, right? Not wanting to stick together as a family unit, not wanting to build and grow your community. One of the best ways that, you know, just logically, if I'm trying to think of how you'd want to affect your community in a positive way, to be to start a business, right? If you had a direct way to help the people right next to you out and make their lives easier or better and still make yourself a profit to take home for your family to live on, I couldn't think of a better way to help your community. Give them jobs, people come in to the community seeking to work for you. I just can't think of a better way, right? The problem is that our school system doesn't teach that method, right? The only way you come up with that method is if either you lived in a business yourself or you were a business-minded person, okay? That is another way that I do think our younger and even older generations can help us out, is to start businesses or give funding to startup businesses that think they can help out, especially at the local level, right? Because everything is getting so broadcast now. Everything is getting so nationally bound or even international at this point that there is no stopping growth, right? If you catch on that growth train just with a little bit of capital, who knows where you're going with a lot of your business mindsets, and that's great. But the impact right? The impact that it has, great, you send tax dollars maybe into your local economy, but you're not directly affecting the people around you. And also probably not going to be making hires to the local crowd. You're sourcing very specific people that might not live in your areas, right? You're adapting, you're serving a product to the people that are buying from you. There's a very good chance they're going to want to come and work to you too. And there's a chance, very good chance, that what they're working for is on their level. Now, I'm speaking this next part out of a lot of hope because, and a lot of guesswork, because I'm not an older generation person, but for the next generation, especially those that are involved in the committees that you see or politics at the local level or the state level, I implore you to take a mindset of not just America first, but Americans first. Okay. What do I mean by that? You see all this policy and a lot of it is being thrown out there by right-wing media, probably misrepresenting the true scenarios. But in a lot of cases, you see people that are either not born in this country or people who came here illegally getting excused by the government in different ways. Okay, so one example might be that they are getting into college over our children, right? Another way might be that they're in line for benefits from the government in front of our people, right? Maybe whether it be for food stamps or for just straight up welfare, right? And, you know, whether these are very particular anecdotes or not, it shouldn't be possible, right? We need to look out for the people who have lived through the system and are begging for help first, right? That includes especially the veterans and the people who are out there on the street with mental illnesses that our state is just not willing to fully treat or to house them when they need it, right? If we're going to continue to throw these issues by the wayside in the hopes that we can bring in a migrant workforce that is going to replace the people who are no longer useful to us as a society, well, what does that lead us to do with those who are neglected by society, right? And I think it's wrong. I think it sets a really bad precedent for us as people. You're asking so much of us as a people to shelter these people, right? And you know, I saw stories the other, maybe 2-3 weeks ago, of mayors of Michigan, mayors in New York City asking us to house migrants. First of all, I think that's wrong to ask anybody to use their home as a place of anything else except for their home, right? That's what they intended the purchase for, was a place to have their family live safely. Not only that, if you're going to offer or you're going to ask for the pleading help of American citizens, wouldn't your better sale, I would think, be to help out an ailing American citizen? Like I said, I think it sets a really bad precedent. And if we want to see ourselves getting out of the hole that we're digging for ourselves, I can only think that one of the best ways to do such would be to focus our energies inward and work on the problems that we are living in, and also analyze and recognize the problems that we're living in, rather than these superficial issues, such as who's going to be the president in 2024, who we're going to be at war with. Because let's face the reality, other than a very small amount of years, a few years ago, we've been at war almost our whole history. Okay? It's an inevitability at this point of the United States. We have to live with these mistakes being made, especially at the top level. But if we could start to hone things in at our state level and at least put some pressure on these people, get some different minded people heading in there that aren't so driven by this popularity contest, I guess you could say, I think that's when we start to see some change. And until then, we're going to see people like Trump v. Biden. We're going to see things like Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley going back and forth with each other until the end of time. Okay. Until we're able to, as a people, I think, change the way that we see issues and I think the way that we devote our attention. All right. Now, in that regard, I'm going to move on to last thing I want to talk about here, and it's a crapshoot show, I know, but just wanted to enjoy myself. Like I said, enjoy a beer, do whatever you got to do. Maybe you hate the show or turn it off. Don't mind at all. If you enjoy the sports, I want you to go check out a new show that I'm going to do. It's called Pitch and Pass. All right. Now, Pitch and Pass podcast. What I'm planning on doing is talking, if anybody knows about my background in sports or anything, I played football until I hated it. Moved on to baseball pretty much full time. Did a little bit of bowling senior year. But when it came to baseball, I made it out to at least collegiate level. I really enjoyed the sport. I even coached it for a bit. And growing up, I had two teams to watch that pretty much always failed me, other than one championship in 2009 in the New York Yankees. My New York Yankees and Dallas Cowboys, the teams that I'm a fan of, and I don't own them, trust me, they've ridden a very similar wave over the past few decades, and that's a storied franchise that just cannot get the job done, especially when it comes to postseason. Okay. Now, if in any way you're interested in this, you know, especially I know a bunch of my family is oddly a Dallas Cowboy and a Yankee fan. If you enjoy this, I want you to go check it out. Let me know what you think. It's called Pitch a Pass Podcast. And I'll just be discussing my thoughts on sport at the time, baseball, football, talking about my teams, thinking if we have any shot, because I know we don't, right? It's a pretty easy call. Like, Cowboy fan predicts that they suck. It's going to be pretty easy, I think. And from there, just let me know what you think of it. It'll be my way to shoot sports out, so I don't have to keep thinking about it over here at We the Patriots and go over to a totally separate podcast. If you enjoy what I say, it'll be a lot more family-friendly, maybe. Totally not political. Let's enjoy ourselves over there. And from there, I don't have anything else to say to you guys. You guys are fantastic. I love you guys as an audience. I will say, I would love for you to like, comment, share. Get this show out to as many people as we can, especially if you think that they might enjoy it, right? If you think they might not enjoy it, I'd really like to talk to them. Get them over here. Let's get the conversation going. And I want to see what you guys think about these shows and me just talking my spiel. All right, these scripted shows are fantastic. Doing a lot of research, I'm learning a lot, but it also takes away, I think, from what a podcast is supposed to be. Let me know what you think in the comments. I would love to hear from you. And until next time, peace out. I make all these bitches say, damn, I wish I were the fucking state. I wanna be something, not nothing. Trapped inside my dream and I'm running. Running away from these demons, but the feeling's so good, I'ma keep dreaming.